All right, turn to the next page, paragraph 6. We're still the same section. Paragraph 6, it's the one beginning, it is in the instant. I'm just going to read one line. Paragraph 6, it is in the instant that the therapist forgets to judge the patient that healing occurs. That's it, very simple. That's healing. You don't judge, which means the sickness, the problem, is your judging, not the patient's symptoms or the patient's problems, not the problem at work, not the problem with your family, not the problem with your body, not the problem with the world. The problem is your judging. It's your judgments that are the problem. Why? Because your judgments of others are the projections of your inherent judgment as an ego of yourself. It's when the instant the therapist forgets to judge the patient that healing occurs. Because in that instant, then, all the barriers are gone. The therapist and patient become one. Right, so turn the page in case you fell asleep. Right, turn the page to the next paragraph. Right, he'll say the very same thing. Yet it is when judgment ceases that healing occurs, because only then it can be understood that there is no order of difficulty in healing. There's no order of difficulty in miracles, which is how the course starts. It means every problem is the same. It's our judgment that says there's a hierarchy of illusions, the ego's first law of chaos. Some problems are more severe, more serious than others. The level of form, that's certainly true. Cancer is worse than a hangnail. But to the extent that you give both symptoms power to disrupt your peace, they're the same. To the extent that you give power to disrupt other people's peace, they're the same. All right? A schoolyard skirmish is no different from a world war. They both say something terrible has happened, and the other guy did it, and the other guy has to be punished. Whether you're talking about a 12-year-old or you're talking about a whole nation, it doesn't make any difference. Right? A slight twinge of annoyance is the same as intense fury. Right? This is a necessary understanding for the healed healer. He has learned that it is no harder to wake a brother from one dream than from another. All problems are seen as the same. When you're in touch with that underlying melody, with that underlying song of love, everything is the same here. Because everything that happens in the world would either be an expression of that love or a call for it. But there'd be no judgment, there'd be no anger, there'd be no hurt, there'd be no perception of victimization, there'd be no grounds for criticism, there'd be no grounds for disapproval, there'd be no grounds for anything except expressing love. Joining with someone else's expression of love, or touching the fear of love, the call for love with those gentle hands. Either way, your response is totally loving, totally unaffected by what someone else has done or has not done. That's why this pamphlet is remarkable in the sense that it's all about psychotherapy, but nothing about the practice, even though there's a whole chapter on the practice. Because the practice is simply the expression in form of a process that goes on in the therapist's mind. And for therapists, substitute any other role that you have, because it's always the same.